Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here, and The Lord says that when two or three of us are gathered together in his name, he's in our midst. So we want to thank him for being here with us also. Amen. Amen. You know, I just want to thank everybody for their prayers for me on Sunday. It helped a lot. And I want you to know that the entire leadership team prays for all of you all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we've said that before, but we have some newcomers that may not know that, so we thought we'd share that with them. Also, a note about the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We have some new people coming up, and they think that they're just supposed to get up there and tell you all about their problem and say, I need prayer, but that's not what the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room does. You see, when you come up and you enter a prayer request, that is you praying to the Lord. You have to be praying. And you have to be adding your scriptures and fit it into five lines. And what we do in agreement with you and with the Lord for your answers. Amen. Amen. We having a sound problem? Okay. All right. I'll try to call back in again. Hold on a minute.
See if that doesn't work.
Okay. All right. Is that better? Is that better? All right. So it's better. Okay, good. All right. Well, sometimes you get a good line when you call in and sometimes you don't. And I don't know unless you all tell me. Thank you for telling me. That way we can fix this. Okay, so everybody can hear better. As I was saying, we have some new people to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And they think that they're just supposed to come up and tell us all about their problem and say, I need prayer. But that's not what the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room is about. It's a place where we give our testimonies. It's a place where we enter a prayer request. The person entering the prayer request is the one that needs to be praying to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ and listing the scriptures that they're standing on. And the rest of us come in agreement with them for their answers and their solutions in Jesus' name. Amen? And that's how the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room works. It's not a soundboard. It's not a place to just go on and on and on and on about, and the problem is, and the problem is, and the problem is, and the problem. No. It's a place where the person is praying to the Father in Jesus' name, whatever needs to be prayed in five lines, including the scriptures that they're standing on. And the rest of us come into agreement with the Father and with the scriptures that they're standing on for their prayer request to be answered. Amen? Amen. And that's how we operate the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? So I said that for all of those who don't know or hadn't heard before or didn't understand or maybe forgot, but that's the way we work. Amen? I don't get up there and tell you, well, last week I polished my toenails and they were red, but this week they're, and I need the Lord to help me find the nail polish remover. I don't do that, and neither should you. What you should do is pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, whatever you need to pray, add your scriptures, keep it in five lines so that the rest of us can see what you're standing on, we can look those scriptures up, and we can come in agreement with you and with the Lord for his will to be done in your circumstances. All right? That's how we do that. Amen? Amen. I hope that's clear for everyone. Praise the Lord. And I pray that everyone's having a very fruitful summer. It's very warm here, and we've had quite a bit of rain. But I'm grateful for the rain because it means I don't have to water so much. So, praise the Lord. He makes all things work together for our good. Amen. Amen. So, well, that did sound funny. Brother Bill, don't laugh because I talked about toenail polish. You don't do that. But anyway, that's another subject. There are a lot of things going on in the world. Brother Bill's laughing. There are a lot of things going on in the world. And tonight when Brother Marshall comes up, we're going to pray about some of those things. Some things are really there. Where did I put that one? I put it over here somewhere. Oh, here it is. There are a few of these things that I'm really concerned about. And one of them, they have this new bill going before Congress. It's supposed to be an infrastructure bill to help build up our country. But stuck in that, they have this plan for all the illegal immigrants to receive amnesty. See, they want to sneak it in. They don't want to bring it out in front so that people can have their say about it. They want to sneak it in the back door. Well, God doesn't do that. And we're not in agreement with that. Amen? That's not the way God operates. Also, there are some other sneaky things going on. Brother Bill posted the list of what we're going to pray about tonight. There are a lot of sneaky things going on. Just a lot of sneaky behind the scenes, lurking in the shadows and in the dark kind of things going on. And so as we're blinding them out, the Lord is bringing them to the forefront so we can pray in agreement. Also, I need to remind everybody that when you have a question, you should email pastor@gproom@outlook.com. I know that some of you like to go ask Brother Bill. Well, Brother Bill is a very, 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 very busy servant of the Lord. And because he has so many responsibilities, I'm reminding you to email pastor@gproom@outlook.com. That's right. Some of you like to get in the chat room and ask questions that you should ask pastor@gproom@outlook.com. Amen? Amen. So we don't want to treat Brother Bill like he's the back door of the ministry. Amen? So remember to email Pastor. Well, I just don't want to bother Pastor. If Pastor did not want to receive your questions, she wouldn't have told you to email her at gproom@outlook.com. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So when you have questions of any type, order, rank, or description, then you use gproom@outlook.com and you write Pastor. That's the way we have it set up so that everything gets taken care of properly. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way we do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Brother Bill can take a breath. Whew, just like that. Also, I got this information from this sister in the faith. And she was telling me about her experience at the doctor's office, that the person was supposed to be drawing blood. However, they had this different needle It wasn't the right kind of needle. So she immediately began to plead the blood of Jesus. She immediately began to plead the blood of Jesus. And she noticed that things were not in order as they should have been. So she went on to say, the blood of Jesus covers me. And the Lord intervened. So saints, I'm saying that for you to understand this. You have to pay particular attention when you are out in connection with the medical community. Everyone is not honest. Everyone does not fulfill their professional responsibilities as unto the Lord. Everybody is not a good person. So you can't afford to be sleeping on the job. You've got to pay attention and you have to be alert. This sister was alert, and we all have to be alert. I'm sure she did her warfare before she went. And because she did, she was really alert to pay attention, to notice things. Because people will try to sneak things in on you, and they do it on purpose. It's not accidental. It's deliberate and willful. And to tell you the truth, nobody, in my opinion, has any business asking anybody if they got a shot or not. That's your own personal business, and it ought to stay that way. Amen? It's your own personal business. I mean, I don't walk around asking people, well, did you blow your nose today? Amen? So, when people are dipping into your business, just politely let them know that that's a confidential matter, and you don't see the necessity to share your confidential information. Amen? Everything is not everybody's business. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Everything about you is not everybody's business. So some people don't seem to understand that there is such a thing as confidential business for an individual, a.k.a. privacy. So, it's up to you to guard your own with the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. So, Father, that's right. It is under HIPAA. I remember when HIPAA came out. HIPAA came out to help some other people. It didn't come out to help us. I remember that quite well for the reminder. Now, we need to pray, saints, because we have some concerns, and we need to take them before the Lord so that he can help us with these concerns. Amen? So we're going to go before the Lord our God in prayer, and the Lord is going to listen, and he's going to help us. Amen? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, and we thank you for the love, the abundant love that you pour out toward us, Lord. We receive it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that even though we are dust, with your breath blown in, we are yours, and you love us. You love us because you decided to do so. You made a decision to love us. So we are so grateful. We thank you for your mercy, for your loving kindnesses, for your long suffering and your patience with us, Lord, because we do need that from you. We ask you, Father, to strengthen us where we are weak and build us up where we've been knocked down. We thank you, Lord, for recovery and restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, when we are tempted to become discouraged, to help us to hold fast our profession of faith, what we said we believe. Help us to hold on. Help us not to waver, Father. Help us not to consider doubts and unbelief. We know that you're faithful. We know that you keep your promises. And so we are going to cast all of our burden upon you, Lord, because you promised to sustain us. You said that you wouldn't let the righteous be moved, Lord. So we're not going to throw away our confidence and our trust and our faith in you. We know when we hold on to the end that we receive a blessing. You've taught us that. But we do, Lord, have need of patience. And patience sometimes stretches us. And we don't necessarily enjoy the stretch, but we know that it's good for us. Because after we have done your will, Lord, in due time, you see to it that we receive the answer to the promise. So we thank you, and we ask you, Lord, to help us when we start getting discouraged because it's taking so long. Help us, Lord, to praise you. Help us to remember that discouragement is just a demon, and we have power and authority over all the power of the devil. Help us to remember that as we draw close to you in praise and worship, you will draw close to us. So we thank you, Father, for helping us. Every time the devil aims one of those fiery darts of discouragement at us, we raise the shield of faith, Father, because it quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. We know, Lord, that you went through a lot on our behalf so that we would have an example just in case we got tired and wanted to throw in the towel. So we understand that that's not your will for us, but that you want us to go all the way to the end. Thank you for giving us the grace and the strength to go all the way to the end with it. Father, we lift up those who are mourning, who have suffered the loss of a loved one or a dear friend or even a pet, because the Bible says you're close to everyone who has a broken heart, that you heal those that have broken hearts and you bind up their wounds. We know, Lord, that you care and that you're touched with the feeling of our infirmity, that you want to give us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy during our season of mourning. You ask us, though, to put on the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. Lord, when grief comes in, it brings a spirit of heaviness that we bind in the name of Jesus, because you tell us to lift our hands in the sanctuary. Lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, and take on the garment of praise to come and praise you. Lord, I know that this works because I've done it myself, and I've seen the miracle that you worked in my life when I lost a very close family member, a sibling, and I chose to praise you instead of continuing in sorrow, in sadness, and in depression, Lord. You came to my rescue almost immediately. So, Lord, for all of those that are enduring the loss of a loved one, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father. We ask that you sustain them. We ask that you help them with their emotions, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask that the Comforter come, the Holy Spirit come, because you are the God of all comfort, and bring them comfort in their time of need, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over the carnal mind and its plans. We take authority, dominion, and power over the bombardment of the enemy. We bind those spirits that come from our dead loved ones trying to find a place in our lives. We bind those spirits in the name of Jesus. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Know those spirits that came out of that body will not come and visit us. We will not have dreams in the night or visions in the day of talking to the deceased. That is a sin, and we do not participate in it, says the Word of God. We pray for our family members, Lord, because those spirits are roaming around looking for a place to light, looking for a new house. So we bind them away from our family members and our loved ones in Jesus' name. And we send them all into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We know, Lord, that you're protecting us by your love. We bind the transference of evil spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, we'll probably talk to some of our family members. But, Lord, we will pray first and bind the devils so that their grief will not overwhelm us in Jesus' name, that you'll be able to use us as a witness, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that when they decide they want to hug us, which usually they do, we will bind in the name of, because that demon is aiming to get in. So, Father, we want to thank you. We'll stay under the blood. We'll fast when you tell us to, Lord, because that's a good thing to do when grief comes. We thank you, Father, that the works of the flesh will just not overwhelm us. We bind all those family devils that want to find a way in. We've had some deliverance, and those devils got kicked out. We don't want them back, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to stay clean. We've gotten this clean. We want to maintain our deliverances in Jesus' name. We don't want to be seven times worse. We want to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Lord, we just bring ourselves before your mercy seat, crying out for your mercy and your grace to help in time of need. And we know that you'll answer. We know that you'll touch us. We know that you'll strengthen us and that you'll heal us, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Father. We want to thank you, Lord. Some soul ties need to be terminated. Some soul ties need to be severed. And Father, we thank you for all the armor of God. We know that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives us his strength. We cast down every imagination and every high thing, even dreams and visions that exalt themselves against the word of God. And we bring them into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. The Bible says to try the spirit and see if they be of God. We will obey you in this matter, Father, in Jesus' name. And we cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you do care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and all demonic assignments, satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watchers, peepers, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks. And Father, we pray for my machine that won't play my scriptures like it's been doing. The lights went out, and it won't play my scriptures, Lord. It'll play something carnal, but it's refusing to play my scriptures. So we bind the devils that have come to attack my equipment in Jesus' name, because Pastor needs to hear her scriptures. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits, all sex devils, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils, all pain-afflicting spirits and sleep deprivation spirits, all seducing spirits, womanizers, drones, boredom spirits, all remote viewing demons we bind in Jesus' name. The voices of the stranger we bind in the name of Jesus. We bind all targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, all hypnotic trance devils, all mystic rituals and their intent. And we overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices on the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, the work of every druid, all Caribbean, Latin American, Hindu, Indian, European, American, Chaldean, Australian, Egyptian, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, all black magic, all white magic, all magic of every order, form, and type, regardless of the culture, all Celtic witchcraft we bind in Jesus' name. And we bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, all the devils responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and all satanic worship, and place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all witchcraft dedications, the formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind spiders and their webs. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts logic, science, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting spirits, mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, the spirit in the children of disobedience, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we give you praise for your intervention and your answers to our prayers. We bind all Jezebelic and Ahab practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride and all of his underlings. We strip his kingdom from him in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip off all of his armor in the name of Jesus. And we bind his death rolls in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip him of his crown and his stars in Jesus' name. And we chain them all with eternal chains unto darkness. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. Everybody take a deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselek, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon, and we chain them all with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions because of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind all codes and triggers in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft and mind control back on their own heads. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, natural and spiritual, ears to hear, natural and spiritual, hearts to believe and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We are your church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth continually, Father. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief and whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere in kings. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we pull out every fiery dart, pin, needle, spear, all voodoo, witchcraft, and all wickedness sent against us in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull it out now in Jesus' name. We bind any sharp pain that has come to us, and we return it where it came from with the poison in the name of Jesus. We bind all demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, swimming in our dreams, fighting in water in our dreams, and anything trying to get into our dreams. We command them to stay away, and we ask you, Father, for your angels to come and war over us while we sleep through the day and through the night. We thank you, Father, for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst, the blood of Jesus Christ, the warring and linking angels, and your praising angels surrounding us in the name of Jesus. We sever and circumcise from ourselves all evil silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, and pacts, and all forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down all protection around every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every Satanist, shaman, or sorcerer. And we break the power of every curse, charm, fetish, vex, all psychic warfare, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, bewitchments, deaths, jinxes, potions, whatever form of witchcraft is used, we break its power in Jesus' name, including chantings, root works, crystals, and hoodoo, tribal rituals, and sin in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back wherever it came from because, Father, you didn't call for that, neither did we. So we sent it back wherever it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the power that's in the blood of Jesus. And we receive that strength now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, said. Tonight, we're going to talk about something very interesting. I remember when my niece was a very little girl. And for some reason, I can't remember what the conversation was about, but my answer to her was, you need to wait. And so she said, wait. I said, yes, wait. Wait, she said. I said, yes, wait. She didn't like the word wait. It meant she couldn't have instant gratification. Well, you see, we're going to talk about something slightly similar. We're going to talk about being patient in spirit, patient in our spirit. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 99. And our verse for meditation also comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verse 51. And our featured ebook is Testing the Spirit's Bible Study. Now, the Lord says that enough of us have not read the book. It's right there on the website. And the Lord says that enough of us have not read the book. So, the Lord's prompting you to read the book. Read the book. It's very inexpensive. Amen? Encourage you to obey the Lord. Because most saints don't know how to test the spirits to see if they be of God. That's right. So I encourage you to do so. Because you need that information. Amen? And you're going to need it for the rest of your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We all need information. Amen. Praise God. Well, let me see here, Lord. Where are we starting? I know where we're starting. I can see it. We're going to talk about being patient in spirit. Lamentations, chapter 3, beginning with verse 22. Lamentations, chapter 3. Beginning with verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Amen, or we would all have been crispy critters long time ago. Because his compassions fail not. God doesn't run out of compassion toward us. He never runs out. He always has compassion for his people. Yes, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. Let's go back to the beginning. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. That's what we're going to talk about. You know, everything that we believe God for doesn't happen in 3 minutes, or 3 hours, or 3 days, or 3 weeks. Why? Because we have to grow up. We have to mature. God is not our divine bellhop. We don't ring a bell, and then he hops on the case to see what we want and to give us everything we want plus more. No, it doesn't work that way. And we shouldn't pretend that it does. Amen? God loves us, but he is not our divine bellhop. Amen? Praise the Lord. Quietness of spirit reveals the strength of God pouring forth in confidence in God's ability and a willingness to wait for his plan and purposes to be fully worked out. Quietness of spirit reveals the strength of God pouring forth in confidence in God's ability and a willingness to wait for his plan and purposes to be fully worked out. Most often, we are left with his promises to manage, to handle, to execute the needed solution to the dilemma. We are encouraged to take him at his word. Yes, we are. We are encouraged very strongly throughout the scriptures to take the Lord at his word, because you know he cannot fail and he cannot lie. If he could fail or lie, he couldn't be God. So, we know he cannot fail. We know he cannot lie. So we're encouraged just to take him at his word, because he alone is God. There isn't anybody else. Alone is God. And because he is the faithful covenant-keeping God for all generations. All generations. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. Know therefore, he didn't say yes, he said no. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. Somebody needs to highlight that. He is God, full God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. Here's the qualifier. With them that love him and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations. So the Lord is saying that our God is God. And he is faithful. Unlike some spouses, he is actually faithful. And he keeps covenant. He keeps his agreements and his mercies with them that, number one, love him, and two, keep his commandments. See how important it is to obey the Lord? With them that love him first and keep his commandments out of that love. To 1,000 generations. That's a long time. and repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. That's our God. Make no mistake about it. That's our God. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 89. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 89. Ever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's established. It's not going to change. Nothing new is going to come around the corner. And so God said, well, I changed my mind. I'll erase that and put something else. No. Forever thy word is settled in heaven. It's not movable. It's not changeable. It's established. It's founded. And it's not going anywhere. Amen? It will always be. Thy faithfulness all generations. Amen. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. And the earth will be here until the Lord decides to take it out of the way. That's the God we serve. You see, the scriptures unveil to us the character and nature of our God. The scriptures introduce us to and establish us in the word of our God. So we know what we can expect from him, and we know what he expects from us. In Isaiah chapter 25, Isaiah chapter 25, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee, praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. So God does not dabble in lies, in deception, and in delusion. He is steadfast and he is faithful. And those are the very same things that he calls us to. He calls us to partake of his divine nature and follow him as dear children. Amen? So this is the call to the believer. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful. He can be counted on. He can be dependent upon. He is faithful. He doesn't shirk. He doesn't run and hide when it's time to produce results. God is faithful. He always comes through. All the time. He's an on-time God for sure. May not be according to what you're wearing, but he's on time. You see, we don't have any excuse not to depend, not to trust, not to rely on, and not to have full confidence in our God. We are without excuse. Why? Because his character is holiness. There is no defilement nor corruption in him at all. He is perfect. All of his judgments are perfect. He is never in error, and he never makes a mistake. Teaches that to us through the scriptures. So, because we have all of these promises from our Heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ to us, we should give our full faith and trust and confidence in the Lord. We shouldn't withhold that from him. So, this scripture is telling us that not only is God faithful, but he's the one that called us into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Having done that, he says that he will freely give us all things. The Bible says he's given us everything that pertains to life and godly living. So, it behooves us to give the Lord our full trust. In 1 Kings chapter 8, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 23, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee, in heaven above, or in earth, or on earth beneath. Covenant, he keeps his agreement. He keeps them. And mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. So you see, our hearts have to be full of faith, full of trust, full of belief in our God and in his ability and in his word and in his mercy. Because we have to walk before him with our whole heart. We have to praise him with our whole heart. We have to trust him with our whole heart. We have to obey him with our whole heart. We can't break off a piece and say, here, Lord, take this piece. No. Our whole heart is to be involved. Amen? Amen. I know that you agree. As we are faithful to trust the Lord, to keep his word to us, he desires that we would be free from rashness and nervous activity. You know, there are people that aren't satisfied unless they're doing something constantly. They've got to be moving. They've got to be doing something. They can't be still. That's demonic. Amen? Because that's not the way the scriptures teach us. And so, as believers, we must learn. Yes, learn. That means it's a process. That means most likely we will make some mistakes. That means we'll need to ask the Lord to forgive us and to help us, and he will. Process. It's a learning process. We must learn how to depend on the Lord more. You say, well, I already depend on him. There's room for growth there. Yes, there is. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, in returning and rest, shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not. No, that's not what you did. You had to get up and get right in it, you know, and call this one on the phone and get on the computer and check that out and call Sister So-and-so down the street to see if she could talk to you about it and on and on and on. And then when that wasn't fruitful, you had to sit up there and come up with something in your head. And, well, I think I can do this about it. That's not what he said. He said, first of all, in returning to him and in resting confidently in him, you find your salvation. He said, in quietness and in confidence is where you're going to find your strength. Now, it would be good if each of us would do this. But saints, each of us doesn't do that all the time. We don't always do it consistently. And the Lord would like to see some more growth in this area of our lives. He wants some consistent patience in our spirit. Not, well, let me see what I can do about this. And who can I call about this? And they did this, they did that, they did this, they did that, they did this, 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 and this, and I've got to find something I have to do about this. Nope. He wants us to come to him. But you know what we do. We get all riled up in our emotions, and then our thoughts are firing off like a shotgun. And before you know it, we're off to the races trying to do something about something. That's not what he's saying tonight. He's saying return to him, rest in him, you'll find your salvation. Get quiet on the inside. Have confidence in him. And that strength that I talked about, that quietness of spirit, will allow for the pouring forth of his strength into you. Amen? That's right. You know, some of us are quick to get upset. And some of us, it takes quite a bit. But once we finally get there's often an explosion. It may take us months and months to get there, but when we arrive, we are there. But in Luke chapter 21, verse 19, we are advised differently by the Lord. He says, in your patience, yes, that's that word again. Patience. Possess ye your soul. It's your mind, will, emotion, and imagination that you have to take authority over to bring them subject to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Your emotions that are running down the road as fast as they can go. You got to pull that harness and say, come back here. You can't go flying off down the road because you know your emotions usually run right behind your thoughts. Your thoughts are moving as fast as they can, and your emotions are trying to keep up. No, the Lord's saying patience. Not flighty, patience. Take authority, dominion, and power over your own mind, your own thoughts, your own will, your own emotions, your own imagination. That's right. What's that scripture, Holy Spirit, you're telling me? Hold on. The Holy Spirit's giving me a scripture. We're going to find that scripture, too. In just a moment. Let's see if I can find it. Brother Marshall, I'm going to need your help with that scripture. I can't remember where it is right now, but it talks about a man ruling over his own spirit. So I think you know which one, or the Lord will tell you, but when you come up, just remind me which one it is, because I can hear part of it in my head, but right now I can't hear the rest of it, amen, because I'm busy doing something. Amen. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. It'll come to me. Amen. I think it has something to do. Yes, that's the right one. Thank you, Brother Bill. Proverbs 16:32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Thank you. Amen. We have to learn to be slower to get angry, because there are going to be a lot of provocations in this end time. That's right. There are going to be more provocations now than there have been before. The devil's working on it. He's doing things. You know, you show up for one thing and they decide they want to poke you with a needle for something you don't want. There are going to be all kinds of provocation, unexpected provocation. And in order for us to deal with them effectively, we have to learn to be patient in spirit to begin with. Can't just fly off the handle. I know sometimes you can't tell it's coming, but you need to get a grip on that. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. Yes, he will. The Holy Spirit will say, okay, calm down now. Calm down now. Calm down. You're getting kind of, you know, you can kind of feel your around your neck getting real warm. It's working up the back of your neck all the way to the front of your head. And you know you're starting, you're going to break into a sweat in a minute. Just kind of back off there and plead the blood. Just keep pleading the blood, keep pleading the blood, keep pleading the blood till you feel your emotions subside. Amen? Amen. It's important because there are going to be plenty of provocations. Folks, just know it. You know that it's just the way life is right now. It's not going to be over within 2 minutes. No, not at all. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 says, the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Yes, the one that can keep his mouth shut when somebody's falsely accusing him of something that had nothing to do with. So you don't just spout off and say the first thing that hits your mind or bypasses your brain. No, patient in spirit, calm within, depending on the Lord, pleading the blood, not going off on a moment's notice. That's right. We're learning. You know, at one time people thought that in order to be in this ministry, you had to have an anger management problem. But you know, that's not for this ministry. That's almost for every ministry. Because it's a lot easier to get angry than it is to stay calm under provocation and temptation. That's right. The Lord would want us to pay attention, to take heed, and to be quiet and not to fear. He wants us to pay attention, to take heed, to hide this word in our hearts so that we don't sin against him, and to be quiet. In order to be quiet, you are going to have to stop talking. Yes. That's essential in order to be quiet. You can't be talking and out-talking them and getting louder than them with every sentence. No, you've got to stop talking. And fear not. And don't get all afraid. Don't jump into fierce anger. Just plead the blood of Jesus. You see, saints, once we have become fully persuaded of God bringing his purposes to pass, we must rest assuredly in that resolve. God's going to work this out. I don't have to blow my stack. Psalm 40, beginning with verse 7. Psalm 40, beginning with verse 7. Jesus speaking. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. You said delight to do his will? Yes. Remember, Jesus was on the way to the cross. Suffering, pain, agony, shame, everything. Humiliation, all of it. I delight to do this, Father, because your law is written within my heart. So we delight to be patient in spirit instead of proud in spirit. Oh, yes, we're growing. Say, yes, Father, I'm growing. We delight not to have a hasty temper. We delight in returning and resting and being quiet and confident in the Lord. We delight in this. Yes. We delight in walking before the Lord with all of our heart. We don't have a divided heart. We want to do his will. We can't wait to do his will. Right? Right. I knew you'd agree. You see, this is the time to know that we know that we know. Meekness and quietness of spirit work hand in hand. Blessed are the meek, the Bible says. Jesus is a good example of meekness. He didn't pop off with every provocation. Amen. We know it. We know it. Yes, we do. We have moved, or we should have moved, from excess questioning. Oh, yes. From excess questioning to solidly knowing that the Lord is working out the answer for our good and our blessing. We should have moved, yes. We should have packed our belongings by now, and we should have moved to a better place where we aren't excess questioning God every 2 seconds. Well, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? And what about just going on and on and on and on and on? No, we've come to the place where we're trusting the Lord and we're knowing that he's working it out. And so we are not asking him another question every 2 seconds about the same thing that we talked about 5 minutes ago, because we're possessing our soul. In our patience, we're taking possession of our own soul. And then we're not coming back to him repeating the same conversation 10 more times. Amen? Oh, yes. We're growing. Yes, we are. A student of the word must learn to quiet their own emotions and thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's right. A student of the Word of God must learn. That means there's a process involved. It is not microwavable. You can't push a button and then you have it. Amen. It's a process. It's a learning process. We grow. We must automatically operate in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So what do? We are casting down imaginations. Whose imaginations? Ours. And every high thing, all those bright ideas. You know, we have this bright idea, then that bright idea. None of those ideas are what God wants done, but we've got a bright idea. Everything that decides it wants to overthrow or come against the will of God, we have to bring that into captivity. Every thought, not every sixth or seventh thought, every thought, E-V-E-R-Y, every thought,
to the obedience of Christ.
He's expecting us to do this,
and we must practice. So we must automatically move into 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 whenever doubt would raise a suggestion to the contrary. This expected hope that is resolved to study, to be quiet, as we wait on the Lord is an essential element of and to our walk of faith. Our walk of faith is incomplete when we have not learned to quiet ourselves and to be patient in spirit. We're missing some things that are essential. When we choose to have a quiet spirit within the midst of the storms of life, with all of the uncertainty that storms bring, we are walking in the spirit and not leaning on our flesh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. David said in 2 Samuel chapter 15, "Behold, here I am. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him." In other words, the Lord is in charge of the judgment here. Whatever he determines ought to happen for me, let him do whatever he sees fit to do. Now, you know, most of us, we're not quite there yet. We're still on, "Okay, Lord, but Lord, could you do it this way? But Lord, could you turn it that way? But Lord, could you move that? Could you change that? And could you alter that?" Well, you see, when you're patient in spirit, you don't do that anymore. Amen? You don't do that anymore. Not only can the Lord move as he wills in the matter, but it teaches the believer to cease, to stop, to desist from all attempts to micromanage the Holy Spirit as matters unfold. God's working in the situation, and there are some parts of it that just don't sit right with you. So now you want to come back and tell the Lord that you want him to adjust this and this and this and this to suit you. Well, why don't you just let him work it all out to begin with? And you sit there quiet, still, in confident trust and patience of spirit, and allow him to bring his plan, his purposes to pass. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's the temptation to want to jump back in it and tell the Lord 15 more things that you want him to do about this one thing. But not when you're patient in spirit. Amen? You see, saints, God really is the sovereign Lord. Some of you need to look that up because you don't quite get it. And you feel free to use the dictionary. It will help. You really need to understand that Lord of all does mean Lord of all, and that he's sovereign. He operates out of his will, and he owes no one an explanation for what he's doing. No, he doesn't. Who can order him around and tell him what to do? Who? Well, we're growing. In Isaiah chapter 39, Hezekiah said, "Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken." Good is the word of the Lord. Remember Mary said, be it unto me as thou hast said? She told the angel, be it unto me. She still didn't understand what being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit meant. But she told the angel, all right, be it unto me as whatever you said. She gave the Lord what we call carte blanche. He had free reign to do it how he wanted, when he got ready, and she was compliant and submissive and patient in spirit and willing to follow. Yes, that's a place of growth. In Psalm 47 and verse 4, the Bible says that he shall choose our inheritance for us. He appoints us what we will receive. And we humble ourselves and receive it from his hand. We must learn to completely turn matters over to our Heavenly Father and to rest completely in his goodness, his mercy, his faithfulness, and his love. We have to learn to do this. I know you say, you know I have so much to learn. This is part of it. It all comes together. Amen? Just like when you're baking bread, you have to put a little liquid in there someplace. Amen? For it to all come together. There is true comfort, saints, and pleasure in knowing from deep within that no matter our circumstances, that it is all well with our soul, that no impatience, no rashness, no hot temper, no unwillingness to surrender our possible outcomes into the hands of our Father stands between our soul and our Savior. The Lord said, I need to repeat that. There is true comfort and pleasure in knowing from deep within that no matter our circumstances, that it is well with our soul, that no impatience, no rashness, no ill temper, no unwillingness to surrender our possible outcomes into the hands of our Father, none of that stands between our soul and our Savior. Yes, this is a maturing of faith, even for the most seasoned of the saints. We will never stop learning, and we will never stop growing. In Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, be fretful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, specifically that part out, with thanksgiving, let your request, allow your request to be made known unto God. Don't just walk around with them in your heart and you don't share them with the Lord. It's ask and you shall receive. That's what he said. And the peace of God, here it comes, which passes all understanding. It's going to go right past your little thought. Shall keep your heart and your mind, your heart and your mind, through Jesus Christ. But we have to do it his way. Yes, we have to do it his way. Tells us in Colossians to allow the peace of God to rule in our heart. Allow the peace. That's right. You have to allow this to happen. It's not going to just jump on you out of a tree. It's not like that. You must allow the peace of God to have rulership in your heart. The peace of God can stand up and say, nope, that's not it. We're not going that way today. You're not going to speak rashly today. That's out. And you come subject. You have to allow this process to happen in your heart, where peace stands up and says, nope, you're not going to give them a piece of your mind. You're not going to get worried. You're not going to doubt. You're not going to sit here and meditate on unbelief. Yes, we have to grow to this place, but God is beckoning us and calling us and saying, come on, come further, come further. Amen? And he says, we are to be thankful. In the midst of our distresses, we are to remain thankful. That's a challenge. But we can do this in Christ. God's peace within us overcomes the thrashing waves of events that appear to crash our ship. Remember when the disciples were on the water with Jesus and they had this horrible storm and they woke him up and said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Well, of course he cared. And he spoke to the storm and said, peace, be still. Well, just like he did, we need to speak to our own storm. The storm within and the storm without. Yes, there's a storm within, and there's a storm without. And we need to speak to both storms in Jesus' name. Yes, we should. When we get quiet before the Lord, we move to a place of better hearing from him. Yes, that's right, because as long as we're all stirred up on the inside, it's difficult to hear from the Lord clearly. We have to get rested and calm and serene before the Lord, peaceful inside. We can hear from him very clearly then. And why do we need to do this? Well, we might want to receive some instructions from him before we move forward. We might need to know what to do. It's important to know what to do. In Isaiah 32, beginning with verse 17, the Lord says that God will bring justice, peace, quiet, and confidence to our hearts and lives, and that the Lord will greatly bless his people. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. There's a work that righteousness, that right standing with God and right living brings forth. It brings forth peace. And you have an effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. You got a work that brings forth peace. You have an effect that brings quietness and assurance. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Yes. We must attempt to have a peaceable habitation, especially on the inside. It may be a bit chaotic on the outside, but we need to have a peaceable habitation on the inside. We have to tell our thoughts, stop racing everywhere. This isn't a race. I'm trying to listen to the Lord.
That's right.
Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still. And he means that. He means to still yourself. Yes, even physically. You have to do that part before you can move on to the know that I am God. To be still first. You have to quiet yourself before him first. It shows a reverence and a humility before the Lord that's necessary for the needful revelation of his, of the impact of his godness on your situation. There's a time to be still before the Lord and allow him to reveal aspects of himself to you. Try. You know, every service, I give you a scripture, a verse for meditation. And that's exactly what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to sit there and allow that scripture to well up inside you on the inside to the place where it opens your eyes and you can see what God is trying to show you. That's right. Remember, every service we pray for eyes to see. Well, the word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, but sometimes we just have to be still. We have to shut down, shut it all out, so that we can perceive from the Lord that desiring to reveal to us. Amen? It's a beautiful thing. It's a very precious and a very holy thing. And most people miss it because we're so busy, we're so busy, we're so busy. But we have to stop. We have to stop ourselves. No, we're not going to run out of things to do. There's too much of that. No, we're not going to get everything done in one day. We're going to deliberately set aside time to be still in the presence of the Lord. Well, I have 5 children. When can I do that? Seek the Lord. He'll give you that moment. He'll give you that time. He wouldn't require it of you and not help you. Amen? He wouldn't require that of you and not help you. We must still ourselves and know from deep within that he alone sits in the heavens and that the heavens do rule. All of our anxiety and fretting and care and worrying and trying to figure it all out is in vain. Just as in keeping tabs on every wrong and evil done to us in our season of testing is vain also. You ever seen somebody try to keep up with every little tiny itty-bitty thing that was ever done wrong to them? You know, they have problems. They tie up their mind with that. Instead of letting it all go at the cross and being free in their mind. There are people that do that, but don't you be one of them. Amen? Don't you be one of them. In Psalm 37, beginning with verse 7, Psalm 37, rest in the Lord. That's it right there. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. He hasn't forgotten you. I know it might feel that way, but he has not.
Fret not thyself. Don't get all worked up because of him that prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't get all twisted around like five or six pretzels wrapped up in one. No. The Lord has a solution for the wicked. And we've been introduced to some of those solutions already. He tells us to stop being angry. Cease from anger. Just back off. Walk away from wrath. Leave it alone. It'll cause you more problems than it's worth. Don't get all worked up. Get all worked up to the point that you want to do evil. No. Go the other direction. Time to take a U-turn. No. You're not evil. Your Heavenly Father isn't evil. And we're not going to do any evil. Evil isn't in us. Why? Because the Holy Spirit pours out in our hearts the love of God. You see, evildoers get cut off. Don't try to take a shortcut from waiting on the Lord. You end up having to go around again. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. That's right. The Lord keeps his word. He really does. It is far better, saints, to wait on the Lord for a sure leading and right instructions than to cook up some plan born of your own imaginations and fear, only to discover that you have stepped out of the will of God again. That's right. Think back to the last time you stepped out of the will of God and the mess that you got yourself into. And then you ended up having to call on the Lord to get you out of it. Wouldn't it have been so much better if you had just waited on the Lord? Amen. You know, sometimes we cause ourselves problems that we shouldn't. Amen. Jesus said in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, it's in more than one place in the Bible. Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God, not to do what I think ought to happen, but to do your will. Remember we talked about that he must increase and we must decrease? Well, Ephesians 2 tells us that it's God who works in us both to will, he causes us to will, and to do and to execute of his good pleasure. His good pleasure. Sometimes his good pleasure is for us to close our mouth. Mine. What a revelation. Jesus says to us in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 38, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Mm-hmm. He didn't come to do his will. And he tells us we're supposed to follow him. Mm-hmm. He says he came to do the Father's will who sent him. And we're supposed to be walking in Jesus' footsteps. Amen.
True. That is the truth. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But you know how it is. Some of us seem to be somewhat addicted to our own will. But don't worry. Jesus has a solution for that.
Yes, he does. He has a solution for that. Of course he does. So, in Matthew 21, beginning with verse 28, the Bible says, a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. Some of us have said to the Lord, I will not. Well, don't you think it's time for us to do the other part? To repent and to do what he said to do? I'll leave that with you, for you to determine. Amen? Praise the Lord. Jesus did what the Father wanted, even in his suffering. In the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 11, Jesus said to Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. Now, this was in the Garden of Gethsemane when they came to arrest Jesus. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? You know, when Job had his sufferings, his time of trial and testing, his season, he made similar comments. He said, shall we receive good of the Lord and not evil also? You know, saints, we're not too good at this part. I don't know too many people who are. Very few. When I say few, I mean less than five. Better. We can improve. When things come and to us they seem sour, God will help us. If we humble ourselves, he will help us. When it's not what we would desire, and he asks us, all right, this is what I want you to do. Let us not say, I don't want to do that. Yes, we do that. Yes, we do. Just fess up. Yes, we do. I don't want to do that. But you see, in the scripture we just read, his son's situation. And he decided to repent and go do what his father asked him. Jesus didn't have to repent. He went ahead and went to Calvary for us. Amen? That's the way it goes. In 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 18, 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 18, servants, employees, be subject to your masters, employers, with all fear, reverence, respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward, not so wonderful. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. That's right. For what glory is it, if when ye are buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Yes. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us,
leaving us an example that we should follow his step, that when we do well and we suffer, that we take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. That's right. The Lord is with his people. Amen. Yes, this is a growing up lesson, but it's time for us to grow up. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 9. There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. A place where we stop struggling with it. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Yeah, we stop struggling with it. We stop wrestling with it. We stop fighting with it. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us not allow unbelief to overcome us, saints. Let us rise to the occasion, obey our Father, that he might be glorified. Amen? Great is his faithfulness to us. Great is his faithfulness. Suffering does not last forever. There is an end to it. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I know you're going to recast this one because I'm going to recast this one. There's some things the Lord said that I need to hear again, too. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill, how you doing? We'd like to hear from you.
I'm doing just wonderful. How about you, Pastor?
Blessed. Just blessed. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've had all the saints praying for us. We praise you for that, Lord. We can feel your prayers. Thank you, saints. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have some awesome praise reports here. We have one from JC. I had an opportunity to witness to my brother on the dangers of the new age. He recently purchased it to dispel evil spirits, the dangers of sage of the new age. And I informed him that that was a source of magic. The only way to drive out evil is by the power of the name of Jesus and his blood. He's going to throw out the sage. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Daryl has a praise report. Praise the Lord, for he is so good. For the Lord has multiplied my blessings. I called a company to ask a question about an idea I was interested in, and about an item I was interested in, and the Lord reminded me exactly at that point that I had points added up for free items. I had so many points, I got 11 free items. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're just awesome. You always show us things. You always help us. You always bless us. You always provide our needs. I praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Samantha has a testimony. I was terribly bound by fear. I wasn't able to shop or go in public places or drive very far away without having a panic attack, getting anxious, etc. This lasted over 3 years. He has set me free to shop, to get groceries, to go to restaurants with my family. I even traveled last week out of town with my kids, and I was able to go strawberry picking. He gave me a dream last week, and he told me, get up. You're free to drive and travel. I did the same day, and glory to God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. You're setting our saints free. Thank you, Lord, for that. RT has a praise report. thank you, saints, for your prayers of agreement for my daughter. We posted prayers for EDD and finances, and she got a call through to EDD after calling for a month on Friday. Now they will pay her back pay and everything. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. And JC has another praise report. I had a nice birthday yesterday. I made sure to bind up familiar spirits and family spirits according to the protocol. I was so thankful for being able to see another year. Thankful for the armor of God and his strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. And here's an awesome praise report from Jory. My blood oxygen is 99, the highest crack, pulse down to 75 from 105. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. MM has a praise report. Receiving deliverance tonight of embedded demonic stress, anxiety, nervousness, tightness in chest, blood pressure rooted in from past sin. I recasted when tribulation begins with Pastor Holiday and Pastor Sabrina. Thank you, Heavenly Father. See, saints, MM, let the Holy Ghost guide her one of the sermons in the archives, and look at what happened. She got more freedom. She is able to overcome. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. KK has a praise report. I posted this earlier about spirits that came into me from watching Star Trek. After confession and repentance, I went into spiritual warfare prayer, and at one point, the Holy Spirit had me cut the head and tail off a demonic a worm, an eel that had been attacking me for 4 decades. I instantly felt a sensation around my brain, followed by a giant cough with mucus coming up and out. I experienced deliverance and release. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. See, saints, when Pastor Sabrina mentioned the Enterprise and the Star Trek last week, that brought that memory back to KK. The Lord is pinpointing stuff in him, and that's the key, and the Lord will continue deliverance on him. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. It comes off in layers, saints. Dana has a praise report and a prayer request. God bless me with my first two individuals to fill the new positions at work. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Robert says, hey, guys, I've been receiving a lot of deliverance. I've been getting rid of a bunch of stuff that had idols on it and silver and different things. And you know what? Thank you, Lord, for showing me what to get rid of. I praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And saints, whenever you do that, when you listen to the house cleaning tape in the archives and you go through and you do what the Lord shows you to do, you'll have so much more peace in your home, and it will be so much nicer. Praise you for that, Lord. Deborah says, Lord, I was so fearful today when I was walking with my dogs and ran into a pit bull. I've been attacked 3 times by pit bulls since I have little dogs. But the Lord, that dog was frozen in place. I commanded it to stay in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, please perfect me in that fear. Thank you, Lord. I know that you will help me with all that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deborah's overcoming that fear. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And Sharon, some good news. 7 or 8 months ago, Aunt Kay mentioned her grandson's girlfriend was pregnant, and they were talking about an abortion. So I put this prayer request in the prayer room, and now they have a beautiful baby, and they love that baby. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. Gladys has a praise report. She'd been struggling with breathing. And remember, Pastor Sabrina said that we watch over that prayer room, that Brother Marshall does, I do, and she does. And I saw she was having a problem with the breathing. I contacted her. Some other saints prayed. And you know what? The Lord set her free of that. She is free of that. We watch over that prayer room, and the Lord will always bring someone up there, even if it's in the middle of the night, to pray with you. Two of you in agreement, and you'll be shocked what Jesus does. And if you can't get anyone in agreement, just realize, so I remember something Pastor Pat used to always teach us. You and Jesus Christ is a majority. You can overcome any devil, and we just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Grace has a praise report. I'm giving praise to Lord Jesus for awakening me from a demonic dream when the enemy masqueraded itself as Pastor Sabrina, and I saw myself putting raw eggs into my hair and drinking from a container. I immediately awakened, renounced, and canceled the dream and sent back on the head of the spirit that sent the dream and prayed and did self-deliverance. I thank you, Lord, for the letting the desire of the enemy to perish. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See, saints, grace used the dream protocol, and I will post it in the prayer room and in the chat room after I'm through here so y'all have that. And if you will wake up and do the warfare, it will make your life so much easier because those witches and wizards love to come beat us and attack us in our sleep. And that is holy to the Lord. That is our That is when we're supposed to get our rest. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Sister Marla has a praise report. I was crying out to the Lord because this war has broken me down completely. As I prayed in my prayer language and cried, the Holy Spirit told me, Isaiah 41, Jeremiah 51, John 15, he also had me recast, the Lord goes with us into battle. Dr. Sabrina confirmed the same scriptures, Isaiah 41, and I called in for prayer, although 2 years ago, regarding this war, and one of the prayers, we forbid this war to continue forever. It must end. Thank you, Father, for bringing swift end in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We know that you're going to end it real soon. Thank you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. The sermon that Sister Marla mentioned, I posted it in the chat Tuesday, and it appeared supernaturally by the Holy Spirit on my own phone. It was so uplifting and a wonderful deliverance. It disappeared from the chat. I doubted if I should repost, so I asked the Lord for forgiveness for not reposting because of Sister Marla's praise report. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. For him has a praise report. Hallelujah, saints. The twitching in my right eye is completely stopped. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. NK has a praise report. We were driving over a drawbridge, and one of the arms that stops traffic was about to come on us, but it hesitated. Then it was coming down to smash our car again. Then Kevin made the wise decision to push on through, and we were spared. We didn't have any damage to our car. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Dennis had put a prayer request in the prayer room a while back about having surgery, and you know what? He came through the surgery with no trouble. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. And Gladys has a praise report. I went to the Lord because I noticed a change in how I handle stress. I used to get upset and anxious about situations at work, but I've noticed that I immediately seek the Lord and ask for strength to overcome and for wisdom to handle the situation. I bind the enemy and his tactics. I don't fly off at the handle like I used to, and I'm learning to control my emotions and allow the Holy Spirit to help me. I still have a ways to go, but I'm on the right path. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Praise you for that. That is awesome, Lord. And saints, whenever you go out in the day, bind every devil and every person that you're going to encounter and gag the devil's mouth with the blood of Jesus. That way you won't have to listen to that nasty. When I'm at work, I don't want to hear that mess. And you know what? I don't have people cussing me out anymore because I told them they've done something wrong, which is my job to inspect. And you know what? I have so much more peace. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord Jesus, for these wonderful praise reports. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow, what some praise reports.
Amen. Awesome praise reports. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful praise reports, you know. You know, there's some of you that have praise reports and you've never called in to share them with us. You know, if you live on the other side of the world and, you know, when we're up, you're asleep, and when you're up, we're asleep, you can always write me at gproom@outlook.com, and we can share your praise report. Amen? Amen. You spell check now because I want to get it right. I want to read it. Amen? But you can do that. It would be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. Area code 319-527-6235. And area code 706, you're on the air now in Jesus' name. Hello? Hello? Still there, dear? Did you walk away and go get something to drink? Okay, I don't hear anything, so we'll come back later. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, some people get up and go do something after they've been sitting for a while. Area code 856, you're on the air now in Jesus' name.
Hi, this is KK. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. You?
Good. I'm very good. And I just wanted to say thanks for tonight and for all those people that are new, if I may. Keep listening. It was really nice for me and for NK and for AK that we get very excited when we know it's a day of church in the evening. So thank you for what you do and Brother Bill and Brother Marshall. So I'm calling just to get some more deliverance regarding that Star Trek movie that I saw. As far as I know, I only saw it once. It was almost 40 years ago now, but it's been with me since. And as Brother Bill mentioned, the Lord blessed me with deliverance earlier this week and helped me to see what I needed to do when I was praying. But I really want to make sure that I bring it to completion, and I know that deliverance can be in layers. And so I would very much appreciate your prayers and your support, please.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirits of fantasy, over the spirits of make-believe, over every lie, every delusion, and every deception in Jesus' name. We bind those devils. We bind every strong man related in Jesus' name. We take authority. We take authority, dominion, and power over sci-fi in Jesus' name. And we bind it. Science fiction. It's not the truth. It's a lie. So, Father, we bind every form of fiction that has come to hurt, to harm, and to do danger to people everywhere, and especially to your people in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. We take authority, dominion, and power over the things that we learned and received and took in ourselves as we were growing up. Things from Disney World, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. All those Disney World spirits and all those Marvel comic book spirits, we bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of the people of God now. Everybody take a deep breath and cough. Come out of the people of God now. All of those Marvel comic book characters and all of those characters from Disney, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of God's people. Everybody, deep breath and cough. You know you watched them. Everybody, deep breath and cough. We take authority, dominion, and power over the spirits from the Wizard of Oz. We bind each of the characters in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all of the characters from Harry Potter in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the spirits and the characters from Narnia. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind folklore. We bind folklore in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Holy fire. on all of it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the characters, all the plot, all the spirits released in every movie that we have ever seen in our whole lives in Jesus' name, especially Star Wars. We bind all the demons from Star Wars in Jesus' name. All of those spirits, you're bound. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All the spirits from Star Trek, we bind you in the name of Jesus. All those Klingon demons, you come out now. All those Klingon demons, all those Vulcan demons, you come out of God's people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. All of those spirits, cough that mess out in the name of Jesus Christ. If you had a favorite character, if it was a roadrunner, we bind him in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. All those tricky love, all that love you gave to Tricky, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are loving a demon, so you need to repent of loving a demon, a false spirit, in Jesus' name. Come up and out, all of those false spirits, all those imaginary characters. Puff the magic dragon is a demon. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. All of those characters, you know what they are. You know what your favorite one is. Call it out in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every character and every spirit from Lord of the Rings in Jesus' name. Come on out of God's people. You can't stay in there. Lord, we ask you to pull back the covers. Pull back the covers. Uncover, 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 reveal, and expose all of those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot remain. Transformers, you're bound in Jesus' name. All the transformers, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All the transformers, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever your favorite horror movie was, we take authority, dominion, and power over it in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over it in Jesus' name. All of those Cinderella, what do you call that? What was that one with the beast? Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, that one. The Smurfs, He-Man, She-Ra, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, all of them. Come out now. Snow White and her dwarfs. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Isis, you're bound in Jesus' name. You put yours in the chat room, I'll call it out in the name of Jesus. All of those demonic characters, you know, Walt Disney was an occultist. So all of those characters from Disney World, yes, the dwarfs, were demons in Jesus' name. Peter Rabbit, Pokemon, Alice in Wonderland, the rabbit. All of them, Rainbow Bright, all of them, come on out, all of them, every last one in Jesus' name. Father, bring it to our remembrance, Holy Spirit. Santa Claus and all of his workers in Jesus' name, you're bound. Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of God's people. That's right, come out of God's people. No, we're not calling Ghostbusters. Bewitched, I Dream a Genie, Mary Poppins, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Rike, Sidra, Brisa, every soap opera, all the soap operas and all their characters and all those lies. Bewitched, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come out of God's people. Winnie the Pooh and Dumbo the Elephant, you're bound in Jesus' name. All those love movies that wasn't about love. It wasn't about God's love. It was Aladdin and his lamp and all his women, too. His harem and everything else that came with it. Fragile Rock, Scooby-Doo, and the Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah, and her shorts, too. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. SpongeBob, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And didn't SpongeBob have a friend? He had some friends, all his friends, too. Bigfoot, yes, come on out, bound in Jesus' name. Come on out of God's people. You can't stay. There's no place for you to be. South Park, we bind in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All those puppets, Ruka Sitera, but all those puppets, the Muppets, yes, those puppets. The Simpsons, definitely. Martial arts movies, Kung Fu movies, Bruce Lee movies, You're Bound in Jesus' Name, Care Bears, Pinwheel, Come Up and Out of God's People, You're Bound in the Name of Jesus Christ. Every one of those lying devils, all of that, programming. Popeye and the Little Pony and Olive Oil and Brutus and Wimpy and Xena, all of you, bound in Jesus' name, come up. The Straw Man, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, you're bound in Jesus' name. Cabbage Patch and every doll, G.I. Joe included. G.I. Joe, you got to go. Thundercats, you got to go. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you got to go too. Bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All of those. Oh, what was the green one? The Hulk. You come up and out in the name of Jesus. The Hulk. Come out of him. The Hulk, you've got to come out. Alvin and those chipmunks and Rumple, Stiltskin. Dark Shadows, all order, Alf, Nemo, Snoopy, and all his buddies, Lucy, and I forgot the other one's name, Linus, all the Barbie dolls, the Fantastic Four, you're all bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus, come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out. All the Gremlins, the Black Panthers, all of them, come up and out in the name of Jesus. You have no business. What's that one with the little green ears in Star Wars? Yoga. Yodi? What's his name? Him. Yeah, bound in Jesus' name. Furby. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. Yeah, him. Yoda. He's got to go for sure. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Big Bang Theory, you need to come out too in Jesus' name. Darth Vader, yeah, he needs to left a long time ago. Darth Vader, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. You can't stay there. The Three Stooges, you go too in Jesus' name. Baby Yoda, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Zoobly Zoo, Wuzzles, Inspector Gadget. Danger Mouse, Labyrinth, Romper Room, and Sesame Street. Alfred Hitchcock movies, yes, bound in Jesus' name. Shrek is a sex devil. He's bound in Jesus' name. Supernatural, the show, the Muppets, you're bound. The Twilight Zone, I Love Lucy and Pee-wee Herman. You're bound in Jesus' name. Project Terror, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. You got to go. Place for you to stay. No place. Holy fire on all those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Black Panther, you're bound. Barney, you're bound in Jesus' name. Hitchhiker, Tales from the Dark Side, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out. Come out. Deep breath and cough that mess out. The Munsters and the Addams Family. Thing, you got to go. You're bound in Jesus' name. Goosebumps, the Kardashians. Yes, they should have gone a long time ago. All astral projection shows, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, now in politics, they do this projection kind of screen. The person isn't really there. There's a word for it, but I can't remember it right now. The person isn't there, but they're projecting an image on a screen. We bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. E-Entertainment, Hallmark movies. Now, you know real life doesn't turn out like those movies. Jersey Shore, holograms, that's the right word. Green screen, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Come out. All MTV, yeah, you're right about that. Come up and out. Double Dare. Come out in Jesus' name. All of those, that worldly mind control programming, all the programming done through television. That's right. All the programming done through television and through the movies and through plays. Come up and out. All of Hollywood, yeah, the Jetsons, the Dating Game, Alibaba and his 40 Thieves. What was the guy that stole from the rich to give to the poor, that guy? Yeah, the talking animals. You're bound in Jesus' name. Mr. Ed, who got that? Robin Hood, we bind you in Jesus' name. Yes, all them Tyler Perry movies. CGI, I don't know what that is, but I bind it in Jesus' name. Amen. Cass, no, that's not all of those violent TV shows. They're police shows and they're forever killing somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're bound. All of those, come out. Casper, YouTube, all of that bad stuff on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. Clifford, the big red dog, Ruko said that invincible man, Ruko CSI, Ruko that yes, computer generating imaging, that's it. Ruko, yes, that's right. We bind that. Archie and the Gang, Forensic Science, Gunsmoke, yeah. Mad Comic Books, you're bound in Jesus' name. Final Destination, come up and out of God's people. All of this carnality and worldliness, this outright demonic, in Jesus' name. The Shopping Network, yep, you're hooked on that. Ghostbusters, Lord of the Rings, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Ruka siatarabra, Wolverine, you're bound in Jesus' name. Playboy, Hustler, and all those other magazines, you're bound. There was something called, I forgot what that, Forum, you're bound in Jesus' name. E.T., Ruka siatarabra, siatarabra, kahada. E.T., you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. False Gospel, Penthouse, you're bound in Jesus' name. You're bound in the name of Jesus. True Romance and romance books, they just lied a lot. Hustler, you're bound in Jesus' name. You all remembering this a lot better than me, thank God. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Worldly music in the name of Jesus. Yeah, everybody take a deep breath and cough, a deep breath and cough, a deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus. All of that has to come out. Who was your favorite character? KK, who was your favorite character? Yes?
Well, I didn't like Star Trek. As far as I know, this is the only one I ever saw. I liked Star Wars, but I didn't like Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Star Trek was the issue, was the real issue.
All right. Well, what was your favorite character in Star Wars?
Probably Darth Vader.
Okay.
Or Luke.
All right.
One of the two.
Well, Father, I think we called Darth Vader out.
We did.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord. Yeah, pretty much the entire secular music industry. You're right, sister. That's right. Madonna was real bad. She still is, I think. Is she still alive? Oh.
We'll pray for her.
Lord, the Super Bowl, the entertainment at the Super Bowl, and the witchcraft that's worked there in Jesus' name. C-3PO, you're bound in Jesus' name. R2-D2, you're bound in Jesus' name. All right, now it's time for all those video games. Amen, all the video games. Every video game, if it's a video game, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and all the mind control. All the mind control. Deep breath and cough. Cough that out in Jesus' name. All the mind control that comes through sports, all the mind control that comes through music, all the mind control that comes through the videos, all the mind control. Pac-Man, you're bound in Jesus' name. All the mind control that comes through the computers, all the mind control that comes through the computers and through the cell phone, all of it, every bit of it, all music, released, and anointed by the Illuminati. You're bound in Jesus' name. All of the Rigerisi, Ninja Turtles, you're bound. Yerrika, okay. Fortunata, you're bound. Wheel of Fortune, you're bound. Sweepstakes, you're bound. Lotto, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. All those games of chance, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out now. Fairies, you're bound in Jesus' name. Puppetry and animation, you're bound in Jesus' name. Then it's not Christian music now, is it? We bind you in the name of Jesus. That's actually secular music. Unicorns, thank you. Holly, in Jesus' name, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All forms of gambling. All forms of gambling are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All forms of gambling. Mermaids and mermen, you're bound in Jesus' name. Roca de Brisha de Broca Lady Dio Sutura Bricia. Yarrica Lady Osura Kita Brisa de Brica de Dio Sura Ki. Re Lady Asandra Broca de Brisha. All those old westerns that had all that stuff in it that we know just isn't God. Erikise de Broha de Dio Sura Kita Broha Lady I. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we surrender to you all of our past loves and attachments. Oh, Brother Bill, you didn't remind me to call out Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes, come on out in Jesus' name. All of those past loves and affections that we've had. Stop laughing, Brother Bill. For all of those things that are in the world, we turn it over to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And we ask you, Lord, to cleanse us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. You say if we confess our faults, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Father, for cleansing us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let everybody take a deep breath and release your prayer language. Rula la la Yes, Lord, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise,
thank you,
Lord.
Pastor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. I know everybody got some deliverance tonight. Amen. Area code 415, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hello. How are you, Sister Dr. Sabrina?
I'm fine.
Oh, I'm a whole lot better than the last time I spoke to you. I brought a chair. And it was all right when I sat in it. But when I got it home and sat in it the next day, I got so tired. It's like the chair drained me. So I'm calling up for prayer that whatever is causing that draining in my body to just dissipate.
Is it electric or is it just a regular chair?
It's a regular chair. It's a chair with a desk. It's just like a school chair, and it has a
okay.
desk on it. So it's
well,
plastic
Father,
and metal.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over every part of this particular desk, where all the parts came from, who designed it, who developed it, who produced it, who manufactured it, who sold it, and we bind the spirits that came with it in the name of Jesus Christ. If it had a previous owner, we cut Urika, we sever it from the previous owner in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of the spirits that came from the places where it's been before it got to our sister, We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every vampire devil that's sucking the life out of her, that's draining her energy in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out of her right now in Jesus' name. Sister, you need to anoint that kid from head to toe. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut those powers free. Come out of her house and come out of that chair. In Jesus' name, we send you bound into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We break every curse that was ever, or every hex, or every spell that was ever placed on that chair in the name of Jesus. Uragisa. We break a magic spell that was placed on it in Jesus' name. We break its grip and hold in Jesus' name, and we send it back wherever it came from in the name of Jesus, never to come again. We close that portal and seal it off forevermore in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to sanctify this chair because it now belongs to our sister. It is coming to the kingdom in Jesus' name.
Amen. God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, sister.
Hallelujah. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to anoint that chair.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 818. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have so, like, a lot going on right now, but I guess what I want to focus on is two things. Like, thank you for all the recent discussions about going through hard times, and because I've been going through that, and I feel like, you know, the past few messages have helped me stay strong, because I couldn't understand during all the warfare why things are going bad. But especially, too, because it came right after God had just been waking me up in the night to a certain word that he gave me 30 years ago, you know, from the Bible. And I'd wake up randomly, like maybe 10 times within the past couple months. And right before things started going south, God was just putting in my heart that, you know, that it's time for him, where he wants to, now that I'm getting delivered, that he wants to, like, he's going to, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, but that it is time for him to work in my life, you know, for the next steps. And, but then, you know, I end up getting COVID. I end up, you know, this, all these different things going on. So I'm been in a struggle emotionally and physically, and I just feel kind of hit from so many different angles, you know, with different things. And then the last task the Lord brought to me, two areas of my life that he wants me to really submit to. One is he told me how he wants me to do with eating, and I was just kind of not really taking it real serious. And the other is with tithing, and that, you know, I need to, because I always had a certain question on tithing, and he just told me he wants me to submit to these two areas. So I have repented, and I am now submitting in, you know, to those two areas. But I want to ask God to help, A, keep me strong, especially with the diet part. Because I have been now, since fasting, been obedient to what he taught me to do. But I wanted to continue, because all my life I've never been able to get that under control. And I just feel like I'm at a certain deliverance now, but I want to keep that deliverance going. But I also do want to pray for the things that, the complete recovering from COVID. You know, he kept me, thank God. He told me what to do with that too. And it could have been a whole lot worse, but I just need full recovery. And I just, I feel a little overwhelmed, but I would really love prayer.
All right. Saints, let's pray in our prayer languages. Amen. The Lord says for you to recast those sermons on He Healed Them All. I know I preached at least one or two. I think they were back-to-back or close to one another. He wants you to recast those sermons. They're in the archives.
Okay.
On He Healed Them All. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that healing is moving forward, and we take authority, dominion, and power over any remnants of COVID that might still be in her body. We bind all inflammation in the name of Jesus Christ. We command any inflammation, any infection, any microbes, or anything that's in her body causing distress. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command it to come out of her now. Take a deep breath and cough it out. Whatever is in your body causing distress, we bind you. And hindering the healing process, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her vessel. Her vessel belongs to Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, those spirits from the past that come to bother her with the eating, you set her on a course. And the enemy would come to distract her, to get her mind on other things, to cause her to forget things that you told her to do. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over every distraction and every hindrance and every worry and every bother and every care in the name of Jesus Christ where her eating is concerned. We bind every temptation to do anything, even the slightest thing, away from what you have instructed her. We ask you to release the grace for strict obedience to what you told her, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that she'll come subject to your word and that she will continue, Lord, no matter how she feels in her emotions, in Jesus' name. We bind thoughts of doubt, thoughts of weariness, thoughts of discouragement in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send them back on the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up, Lord God, her commitment to you to tithe in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your peace, Lord, that come with tithing, that you rebuke the devourer for her sake. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, and not for her only, but for all tithers everywhere, Father, that tithe according to your word, that tithe off the gross, Father. We thank you. Now, sister, you can't worry. The worrying's got to stop because it's interfering with you losing the weight.
I believe that for sure. I've come so far in it, I can't even tell you. I used to be under a 24-hour day panic, but now it's like it's so much. I've gotten so much deliverance, but I just need to keep pushing for the, you know, for that complete deliverance.
All right, sister. Keep going with the Lord.
Amen.
Keep going with the Lord.
High five.
Keep going with the Lord. Oh, amen. Brother Hill was kind enough to put the links to those sermons in the chat room. He put the link to the sermon.
Great.
Amen.
I will do that. Thank you.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Area code 312. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
So I have a unique prayer request.
This is JCM, and I wanted some clarification. I posted a prayer because my mother passed away, and you responded by saying that.
And I wrote you back on that.
Yeah, but also in the prayer room, you said it was considered an issue and not a prayer to God. And I actually written it as a prayer to God and as an agreement to the saints around the world, because I really am concerned about prosperity ministers officiating. It's not
okay.
Stop.
Okay, we've covered this issue already. Okay, because we were in a prayer meeting before and you brought it up, and we covered that issue. Okay, it's been covered. God.
Well, actually,
My mother just passed. Of the apostates as well. If you would go into the archive, you'll find that Dr. Pat covered the apostates quite well. All right?
Well, I'm new to your ministry.
Handle.
His
business.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that I don't know your rules and your protocol, and when I posted that prayer, I wasn't posting it as an issue. I was concerned that
no,
when I go to the funeral.
No, I wasn't saying that. I got your letter first, okay? I saw the prayer later. I just changed it from the chat room to the prayer room for you. All right.
Okay, well. I'm just trying to find clarification. Like I said, I'm new to your ways. I have not been maybe here 6 months. I have barely listened to any of the sermons or read a lot of the e-books. I don't know your protocol, so I don't know what you consider. I thought it was a prayer to God and to agreement for the saints around the world, because I am concerned. I have learned a lot since I've been here, and I am planning to commit to start listening to as many sermons and reading e-books. But I just wanted to have some type of clarification. What should I post in the prayer room, what you would consider appropriate?
Okay, let me say it again. There was nothing wrong with your prayer. It's just that this is how we do it. It's your prayer to the Lord with the scriptures within five lines. And it's not just you. It's whomever. It's your prayer to the Lord, including the scriptures that you're standing on. And we come into agreement with the scriptures that you're standing on and with the Lord concerning your situation. All right? That comment was not just for you. It was in general for everyone. It was clarification for everyone.
Okay.
All right. Is that all?
I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, where did I leave off, Lord? Brother Marshall, where are you? Where are you? I'm looking for you. You're here somewhere. And see, I thought I saw you a while back, but then I got busy. And so now I don't know where you are. Where are you, Brother Marshall? I'm looking. And I'm looking. And I'm looking. Ah, okay. Found you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, tonight we're praying about several things.
Right.
And we're praying about that infrastructure thing with the illegal immigrant and this consortium with Soros and Gates and the increase in the number of persons with illness and death from that stuff they call the vaccine. And big tech constantly silencing the conservatives and privacy and text messaging. Whew, that's a lot.
and what's going on down in South Africa, too.
Oh,
yes.
Thanks. Yes, I missed that one off. Sorry.
By the way, Sabrina and Brother Bill, I want to apologize. I do sometimes get kind of carried away there. I started out thinking I'm going to be just like five lines, but I've been messing up on that recently, and I apologize. And I don't know the protocol as well as I should know. I've only listened for about 10 years now, but I'm getting there. So I'm a work in progress.
Praise the Lord.
Anyway. I'm still learning. Praise the Lord for your mercy. His mercies are new absolutely every day. What do I need is mercy. So, Father, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace in time of need with our big brother, Jesus. We don't come without Jesus, because no man can come to the Father apart from you, Jesus. We think of that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. We thank you, Father God. Where is that, Lord? It's in Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, in Hebrews 10:19, and that's how we come with our big brother Jesus. And as Sabrina reminded us so nicely in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Well, Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm very much aware of that, Lord. You made it abundantly clear. And you said, if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. So I thank you, Lord. You're still teaching all of your children. You said, all of my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. Think of the sermon tonight, Lord. You're teaching Sabrina and Bill and me and NK and KK. And I thank you for KK's amazing deliverance. And I thank you for all the wonderful praise reports, Father. And I thank you, Father God, that you care so deeply about all of us, all those you've created, all those you've spoken into being by your word, the Lord Jesus, that the Holy Ghost has come to minister to each of us by your comforting spirit, Father, by that good comforter, Father God. And we ask you to help those many, many people in the Valley of Decision in different areas, Father God, not just in this country, in South Africa, too. Father, we're concerned about the many, many deaths that have been increasing around the world, including in South Africa, Father God, with all the violence and all that's going on down there, Father, in Jesus' name. And we know the price that Jesus paid. We know the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, who is our Lord. We make him our boss, our Lord, our King, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And Jesus says, Father, that he's already abolished death. Over in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. And leading up to that, beginning part way through verse 8, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, the blood of Jesus, own purpose and grace, that mercy, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Wow. The Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. But is now, right now, now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We know, Jesus, that you paid that price to abolish death. And we know that the gift of God is eternal life. But not everybody has received that gift, Lord. So we come boldly before your throne of grace, because Jesus says in John chapter 7, verse 14, he says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And he says, Jesus can't lie, few there be that find it. And you confirmed it elsewhere in Luke 13:23 and following and other places. We know that not everybody's found that way, Lord, the way to eternal life. And we pray for our fellow human beings, brothers and sisters in South Africa and all around the globe, Father God. Those, Father God, that can receive the gift of eternal life, Father God. We know that we all have, as far as I know, not exited this world without leaving the earthly body first, perhaps Elijah and perhaps Enoch. But not many people do that. Most people, they leave the gorgeous hunk of dust behind, Father God, because we're all eternal spirit beings. But, Father God, not everybody goes up. It says, heaven is above to the wise and may depart from hell beneath. I think it's in Proverbs somewhere. So, Father, we ask that you, Father God, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to all many in South Africa and all around the globe. The Lord Jesus, save their souls. All those who have been interceding for, all the family members of every believer, all the descendants of every believer, and those who have never even heard the good news yet, Draw many in the valley of decision. Those calling for help. But we prayed this many times, Father. Yes, Father, for all the family members, all the friends, all the neighbors, all the co-workers, and all the children. But all those that have ever called for help and ever will call for help, and I have a feeling there's a lot of people calling for help in the world, Father God, not just in South Africa and not just in Cuba. A lot of people calling for help, Father God. So deliver those, Father, those human beings you created in your image. You'll not forsake the work of your own hands. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Draw multitudes in the valley of decision, Lord Jesus. Send your obedient angels to fight for those, to protect those that need to be protected, Father God, so they can receive Jesus. And yes, eventually, most of us, the vast majority, will leave our earthly bodies, and then we'll get to see Jesus. But, Father, we ask, Father, that they have that wonderful opportunity to receive the gift of eternal life. And we're all in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, as we're coming boldly before your throne of grace with the big brother Jesus. And we also pray, Father, concerning the so-called misnamed new infrastructure bill, which is laced with all kinds of what people in the political community call pork. In other words, it's their own personal agendas, and whatever they want done. Sometimes it's something for their jurisdiction to make them look like they're some kind of hero in their own area. Father God, particularly with their own constituents, or those that want to be their constituents, Father God, whether they're illegal immigrants or whatever. And Father God, I've heard from different sources that the so-called infrastructure bill has perhaps 10%, or certainly less than 15%, have anything to do with it. It's a huge bill, potentially. Very little to do with actually roads and bridges and all the things people think of. It's infrastructure. Very little to do, even electronic infrastructure with whatever. Some people think getting lots more 5G towers up is a great thing. And you know, Lord, what the agenda is, Father. I don't know everything. Some people think that's super duper, but you can protect us from all the plans of the enemy. We ask you to protect us and all your children from the corrupt plans of this bill, Father God, and not allow the bill to go through, Father God. The heavens do rule, and we ask you to rule and reign in this situation, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we're all in agreement. We ask for your divine help and intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to uncover what's really going on, what their agenda really, really is. You said in Matthew 10:26, Jesus speaking, "Bear them not, therefore, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known." And you've confirmed it many times in other scriptures, Father, in Jesus' name, including Luke 12:2 and 10:21, etc. So, Father, we ask you to uncover the real agenda, Father God, why they're doing this, why they're doing this, why they're trying to get all this, basically a lot of huge amount of appropriations of trillions of dollars or whatever it is, so that they get their kickbacks after these things are put in areas that are sent abroad and sent back to them in Bitcoin or whatever things to their own personal accounts, the different people in Congress, Father God, that are waiting to get their pockets lined before they know they're going to be either thrown in jail for all the corruption that they've been involved with, Father God, or maybe they think they can skip out of town before that happens. I don't know. A lot of them are in tremendous fear right now, Father God. And we speak confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Division, confusion, in agreement. Division, confusion, the enemy's camp. In the name above all names. And Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, and that's because of the blood of the covenant, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified, and that if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We ask you to uncover what's going on, Father God, in all these areas, Father God, including the agenda, and trying to be the government trying to intrude into the private text messaging from big tech, Father God, while the government's instructing big tech what to do. We bind all these spirits behind fascism, all the spirits of the government, of the companies working together with those in positions of authority, legally or illegally, positions of authority in federal and different areas in government, in Jesus' name. We bind every one of these spirits that you bind on earth is bound in heaven. All the witchcraft spirits are bound. Witchcraft is nothing more than trying to control people against their will. All the ungodly witchcraft attacks coming against all those believers and those standing for the truth, including the conservatives, particularly the Christians, all the witchcraft attacks were coming against all those, particularly all the saints within the sound of my voice and all their family members coming into the body of Christ, all the witchcraft attacks were returned at least sevenfold and with continual repetition, heads of spirits of Satan, due to the spirits of the intent due to us in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for wonderful saints like Brother Bill, who help remind us about the scripture you gave us, Father God, in Job chapter 28, starting in verse 7. You said, "There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it." So we ask you to hide all of your saints, those standing for the truth, particularly from the enemy, and with their text messaging and every other thing, Father God, in Jesus' name, all their communications, Father God, whether it's landline phones, cell phones, or any type of communications, texting, we ask you to hide all of your servants, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, even as you confirmed it, at least the way I read it anyway, in Psalm 27, verses 4, 5, and 6 in particular, especially verse 5 in Jesus' name, because we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And since I've read that, since I've referred to it, I guess I should read it. Psalm 27, verse 5, "From the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And Jesus, you are that rock. You're the rock above all kinds of rocks. That's the rock that Moses struck the first time with the rod. And that was it. And that's what God asked you. But the second time, he was just supposed to speak to the rock. And because the people got him a little bit upset, ooh, that's an interesting thing. And it fits with the whole thing Sabrina was talking about tonight. He was the meekest of all men, it says in the beginning of Numbers somewhere, Numbers 12, I think, that he was the meekest, before Jesus came, he was the meekest man. He did fast twice, at least fast twice for 40 days without even drinking. And that is definitely supernatural. I do not recommend it to anyone unless you're very, really in the very presence of the Most High God. And even as Moses walked into the midst of the cloud, I think he was nurtured with moisture because God was all around him, that cloud all around him. But he was the meekest of all men, and yet he still lost his cool. And he spoke unadvisedly with his tongue. And help me, Lord, not to do that anymore. I've done it too many times in the past. I want to be a new creature in Christ. Help us all to set a watch before our mouths and keep the door of our lips in every area. And we ask you, Father God, to hide us all in that secret place, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that we are your house, we're your dwelling place, because you said if we're holding fast, the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end, we're your house. That's what it says in Hebrews 3:6. And if we're your house, and that's what it says in Psalm 27:4, we want to dwell in that house, your house, Lord. And that's why we want to be watching our tongue every second, Father. Help me and all of us, Lord, and help all of your saints to say only what you want us to. So people that are standing for the truth, Father God, particularly your believers like Dr. Tenpenny, Father God, that the enemy will not be able to latch onto them, Father God, to try and twist them and use them against your servants, Father God, and especially that you hide all of your servants, Father God, and all their communications from the enemy in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Father. And we ask you, Father God, to bring to light what the enemy is trying to silence, Father God, trying to overturn the First Amendment, the ability to speak peaceably. We thank you for our previous president suing the big tech companies, the Twitters and the YouTubes or whatever it is, the people that he used to be on before they kicked them off. And isn't that interesting? There was an African country. Where was it? Anyway, the president of that country was kicked off of whatever it was, Twitter or something. And so he banned Twitter from his country. I thought, woo-hoo! So that's one way to deal with them. So, Father God, we ask you to raise up the people that will stand for the truth, Father God, the people that you've anointed, Father God, to stand for the truth against these people associated with fascism, where the big tech companies are in cahoots with those in government to try and silence those that are trying to bring to light the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name. There's like a tremendous agenda, it appears to be, to try to silence conservative voices. And some of them may not agree with all the Christian conservative voices, but some of them do. And we ask you, Father God, to bring to light what needs to be brought to light, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we happen to be in agreement in Jesus' name. And Father God, concerning the absurd business with this consortium backed by Bill Gates and George Soros, whatever his name, Soros, trying to buy out Mologic Limited, a COVID-19 testing company as part of the Global Access Initiative. It's so nice. They're so concerned. They want everybody to have access to testing. I want to make sure everybody gets tested all over the world so they can ramp up the numbers of fear, because that's what CNN was, what was that company called? They exposed the mountain man at CNN, who said, we just do this to try to wrap up our numbers and make sure people are controlled by fear, because that gives our more access, Father, and more people listening to CNN. So, Father, we know what the agenda is. The agenda is the global agenda, and they're bringing in the global reset and all this nonsense, Father God. They're trying to come up with some excuse to totally destroy the world's currencies so that the international central bankers can put the little peon people under their feet, the big eye, the little you people under their feet, Father, the Soroses and the Gates. Father, we ask you to bring to light what's really going on, and we ask you to overturn it. Because the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will, in Jesus' name. And Jesus tells us in Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. And you say to him, the strong man are continually, perpetually bound, even as Jesus says unto us, and I say unto thee, and thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my house. And the gates of hell, the B gates, the B and M gates of hell shall not prevail against us. So we take the battle to not my little gate, the gate, the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has all power in heaven and earth. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful, even as is written in Revelation 17:14. And it's confirmed in many places, including Matthew 28:18. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and even as the saint was reminded that called in that, that Pat Holiday said, one saint with the Lord Jesus is a majority. So we are a majority. And together, you said one could put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. We're putting lots to flight tonight, Father, in Jesus' name, in agreement, according to your word. And you said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind you, Satan, the strong man, the mind blinder. We bind the mind blinder. We bind every ungodly spirit of Leviathan, of pride. We bind every spirit of ungodly religion, all spirits behind masonry, every ungodly spirit. You and all your underlings are bound from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Proverbs 18:10, the end of Psalm 91. I dwell upon the dead, for I live in the head of on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Looking for salvation in a needle instead of the only tool in the Turn the plans of the enemy from the other agenda that they have.